نستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, it is only the very great favor and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that such a large gathering of reciters of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, have been gathered underneath this roof of tent material. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ This is only the favor of Allah. No human being can achieve this. Different people from different backgrounds, different temperaments, different walks of life, different colors, different nationalities, different languages, having gathered together under one roof, sitting on the hard ground, the sand around us, the beddings wrapped up in one corner, for such a gathering to occur, no complaint, no argument, no fighting with one another. All have gathered on one purpose, on one object. This, my respected brothers, is only the achievement of Allah. Only Allah can do this. How many insan there are, how many human beings there are in this gathering, that precisely we cannot say. But there is absolutely no doubt about the fact that many, many more times than the number of human beings in this gathering are that celestial and pure creation of Allah, the Malaika of Allah, who 24 hours of every day, they do not eat, they do not drink, they do not sleep. They are perpetually engaged in hymning and glorifying the praises of Allah. They have formed such a number that from the earth stack upon stack, group upon group, they have gathered right up till the heavens. Who is on my left? Who is on my right? The name of that person, his background, his lineage, I may not know. But there is absolutely no doubt about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the name of each one in this gathering, knows his lineage, knows his background, knows with what sacrifice and with what hardship he has come to this gathering, what inner cry, what inner pain, what inner problem is there in his heart, what jazba and what zeal he has come with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of the condition of each and every one of us in this gathering. And wallah, Allah's qasam, Allah by name is mentioning each one in this gathering in front of his malaika. And not only is Allah mentioning each one, Allah is boasting about each one, and Allah is happy with each one in this gathering, that in this age of fitna and fasad, in this age of moral degradation, in this age of the very destruction of the sunnah and the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this age when a very mockery is taking place of Islam, in this age of irtidad and of people coming out of the pale of Islam, such a huge gathering of the reciters of La ilaha illallah have come together for the sake of Allah's remembrance and for the sake of Allah's deen. Wallah, Allah's qasam, Allah is happy with each one that is in this gathering. This is only the favor of Allah. This is only the mercy of Allah. This is only the kindness of Allah. Why have we gathered? My respected brothers, the purpose and the object of this gathering is to once again remind ourselves and refresh within ourselves a forgotten lesson, a forgotten sabak. Sometimes an accident occurs, someone bangs their head, sometimes something takes place, concussion occurs, as a result of which this human being loses his memory, he suffers from amnesia, he doesn't realize where he is, who he is, what his purpose and what his object is. To a very large extent, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this day and age has forgotten what its purpose is and why it has come. The love of this world, the attraction and the embellishments and the desires for the temporary things of this world have in fact collided with our minds, collided with our hearts, collided with our intelligence, and caused us to forget who we are and why we have come. This is that ummah which was specially selected by Allah. وَجْتَبَاكُمْ Allah chose you, Allah selected you. Allah says in the Quran, اللَّهُ يَجْتَبِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ Allah chooses for nubuwat whomsoever He wants. And Allah guides whom He wants. The same tense, the same expression, ijtaba, which was used for nubuwat, Allah uses the same expression for this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where Allah says, huwajtabakum, Allah chose you. Like a barrel full of apples, all the souls of humanity from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah were in front of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala selected from the souls of humanity specific special souls. This one and this apple and this apple and this apple. Like how you will select from a barrel of apples the ones that you prefer. Like that Allah Ta'ala selected from the souls of humanity the souls of those people who were to be included in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This comparison is just for our understanding. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَىٰ. There are no comparison and parables with Allah. Just for our understanding, Allah selected this one for the ummah of my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This one for the ummah of my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This one for the ummah of my beloved. وَجْتَبَاكُمْ. This ummah was selected, this ummah was chosen. We were given the greatest of anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam, Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We were given the greatest kitab, the Quran of Allah subhanahu ta'ala. Such a great nisbat, such a great relationship, such a great association was granted to this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yet instead of appreciating this, instead of understanding this, instead of realizing what a great responsibility and position we had been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of dunya so clouded our hearts and so clouded our minds that we turned away from this and we began seeking honor, we began seeking distinction, we began seeking success in the temporary and the useless things of that dunya, which Allah Ta'ala Himself says is not equal to the wing of a mosquito. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They know and they appreciate and they understand the apparent and credible and tangible things of this world, but of akhirat, of their maqsad, of their purpose, they are ghafil, they are negligent. إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this dunya, this world was created for you. It was subjugated for insan. It was created to be of service for this insan. وَأَنْتُمْ, you insan, you were not created for this world. خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ, you have been created for akhirat. You have been created to serve Allah. You have been created to serve the deen of Allah. يَبْنَ آدَمْ خَلَقْتُ الْأَشْيَاءَ لِأَجْلِكْ وَخَلَقْتُكَ لِأَجْلِي فَلَا تَشْتَغِرْ بِمَا هُوَ أَنْتَ لَكْ عَمَّنْ أَنْتَ فَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ بِمَا هُوَ لَكْ عَمَّنْ أَنْتَ لَهُ. Allah Ta'ala addresses this insan and Allah says, O Ibn Adam, O insan, I have created things for you and I have created you for me. I have created things for you and I have created you for me. Do not let the involvement in the pursuit of that which is already yours. Do not let the involvement in the pursuit of that which is already yours make you negligent of that which you were created for. Do not let involvement in acquiring this dunya make you forget and make you negligent of realizing what you were created for. You were created for Allah. You were created for the deen of Allah. You were selected and chosen by Allah. This forgotten lesson, why was this ummah selected? Why was this ummah chosen? Why was this ummah sent? My respected brothers, Allah's qasam, that for which 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam was sent to this world, that for which Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam spilled their blood, that for which Anbiya were slaughtered, that for which Anbiya were cut into two pieces, that for which Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam underwent untold hardship, untold difficulty, untold suffering, untold hunger, that same purpose and that same object for which Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam finished themselves, Allah chose, Allah selected the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every male, every female, every educated, every uneducated, every rich, every poor, every king, every pauper, every laborer, every black, every white of this ummah was selected for that for which Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam were sent. More than 1,000 years before this ummah could come into existence, Allah Ta'ala addressed Dawood alayhi salam, Ya Dawood, Inni faddaltu ummata Muhammad ala al-umami kulliha, wa sanantu alayhimu sunan allati sanantuha ala al-anbiya, wa iftaradtu alayhimu al-fara'idh allati iftaradtuha ala al-anbiya. O Dawood, I have given fadilat, I have given virtue, I have given distinction, I have given honor to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam over every other ummah. I made sunnat upon them, the sunnat of anbiya. I made farz upon them, the fariza of anbiya. What the day of my anbiya were had to become the day of this ummah. What the night of anbiya were had to become the night of this ummah. What the object of anbiya was had to become the object of this ummah. And if they will fulfill this, Hatta yatuni yawm al-qiyamah wa nuruhum mithlu nuril anbiya. If they will fulfill this, they will come to me on the day of judgment and I will give them nur like the nur of the anbiya. Listen to what Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says to the people of Yemen. Ya أهل اليمن يا أهل اليمن أنا رسول رسول الله إليكم. No other ummah had this distinction. No other ummah had this honor of saying this. O people of Yemen, I am the Rasul. I am the representative of the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who has been sent to you. This ummah was sent. This ummah was selected. This ummah was chosen for the work of Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Rib'i bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah fill the qabr of this sahabi with nur. The annals of history have placed down in stone, have recorded those words which he uttered in the court of Rustam, a kafir king. These words have been encapsulated so that through every era and every facet of this ummah, right up till the last person to come before Qiyamah, there is no longer any excuse. No one can say, I didn't know what my job was. No one can say, I didn't know why Allah sent me. This sahabi clearly elucidated, clearly mentioned that which every sahabi understood. When he walked into the court of Rustam, flanked on either sides by the sentries of Rustam, in his hand, a broken sword which he dragged on the ground, renting the rich plush carpet of Rustam in two pieces, behind him pulling his donkey, fearlessly understanding his mansab, understanding his wazifa, understanding his position, understanding his status, understanding his purpose, he walks right up to Rustam and addresses him, Ma jina ilaykum, O Rustam, we haven't come to you. It was not of our desires. This was no choice of ours. We didn't leave our homes of our own accord. We didn't leave our businesses and our livelihoods of our own accord. We did not leave Medina Munawwara and Makkah Mukarrama of our own accord. Ma jina ilaykum, this ummah hasn't come. Allahu ibta'athana ilaykum. Allah has sent us to you. Allah has sent this ummah. Nahnu mab'uthun min Allah. We have been sent. We have been selected. We have been chosen by Allah. For what? What is our task? What is our mission? لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ وَمِنْ ضِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ سَعَةِ الْآخِرَةِ وَمِنْ جَوْرِ الْأَدْيَانِ إِلَىٰ عَدْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ فَأَرْسَلَنَا بِدِينِهِ إِلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ لِنَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. We have been sent by Allah to take this entire humanity out of the servitude, out of the false belief, out of the false conviction, out of the slavery, out of the bondsmanship of the created things, and put them into the servitude, into the slavery, into the bondsmanship of the Creator Allah. We have been sent to take humanity out of the servitude of the creation of Allah and put them into the servitude of Allah. We have been sent to invite this humanity out of the tightness and the narrowness of this dunya and introduce them to the vastness of the akhirat. We have been sent to take this humanity out of the injustice and the oppression of every other way of life and introduce them to the justice of Islam. فَأَرْسَلَنَا. Listen. No excuse remains. More clearer than this we cannot find. فَأَرْسَلَنَا بِدِينِهِ. Allah sent us with His deen. فَأَرْسَلَنَا بِدِينِهِ إِلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ. To this entire humanity. لِنَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. To invite them to the greatness of Allah. To invite them to the success of deen. To invite them to the success of Islam. This ummah are du'at ila Allah. This ummah were da'is. This ummah was selected for this, the life of Medina Munawwara, the pages of Quran, the pages of the annals of history are calling out to this ummah that understand, you were not sent to amass the wealth of this world. Allah will put the wealth of this world at your feet. You were not sent to be rulers and to be governors. These are things that came by the way for this ummah. You were not sent to build big, big homes in this world. Your homes and your palaces are in Jannat. You are a traveler in this world. كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبَ أُعَابِرُ السَّبِيلِ. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah are wayfarers. My ummah are travelers. They have not been sent for dunya. This ummah was sent to call out to this entire humanity that has forgotten the Allah, to call out to this humanity that is chasing after a lie, that come back to Allah, that which each and every Nabi of Allah throughout the ages did, is the mansab, is the responsibility, is the wazifa, is the job, is the task of each ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to call out to this entire humanity, fafirru ilallah, fafirru ilallah, run back to your Allah, come back to Allah. Allah is waiting for you. Success is with Allah, honor is with Allah, dignity is with Allah. Everything else besides Allah cannot do. Lahu ma fis samawat وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Such a king, such a ruler, such a power, such a being. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth belongs solely to Allah, the entire creation. Whether it be the earth, the rivers, the trees, the mountains, the jungle, insan, jinnat, birds, insects, animals, whether it be the creations of the oceans, it is said 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans contains more living organisms than all the entire population of the whole earth. More than 6 billion makhlukat Allah Ta'ala has kept in 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans, moving upwards. Whether it is the comets, whether it is the asteroids, whether it is the stars, whether it is the planets, it is said the sun is 325,500 times the size of the earth, and the sun is only one star. This galaxy in which the sun is contained is so vast, it is said, it is a conjunction of 17 galaxies forming one super galaxy. To travel from one side of this galaxy to the other at the speed of light, 186,282 miles per second, it will take you 2 million years to finish just this galaxy. And it is said that there are 500 billion other such galaxies. In these galaxies are so many stars, many of them millions of times the size of the sun. It is said that there are so many stars that with the most complex instruments that are available to insan, from the light that is being given off from the universe, they are only able to see 4 or 5% of the universe. They estimate that in that 4 or 5%, there are so many stars that if 1 second was given to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. Moving upwards, this is beneath the first heaven, whether it is the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven, and the malaika of all these heavens, from the earth right up till the arsh of Allah, everything is dead. Nothing benefits, nothing harms, nothing lives, nothing dies, nothing moves, nothing stops moving, except with the qudrat and the power of one Allah. This entire creation, لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضر ولا نفع ولا يملكون موت ولا حياة ولا نشورا. It cannot benefit, it cannot harm, it cannot live, it cannot die, it cannot be resurrected, except through the qudrat and the power of one Allah. One Allah alone is the doer. Allah is mudabbir, the arranger and the decreer of every affair. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. From the heavens to the earth, the arranger and decreer of every affair is only one Allah. مُدَبِّر is Allah. مُدَبِّر بِلَا مُعِين. مُدَبِّر بِلَا مُشِير. مُدَبِّر بِلَا وَزِير. مُدَبِّر بِلَا ظَهِير. مُدَبِّر بِلَا مَثِيل. Allah is the arranger. There is no advisor with Allah. There is no minister with Allah. There is no helper with Allah. There is no similitude with Allah. There is no equal with Allah. He is alone. He does not beget, nor was he begotten. لم يلد ولم يولد لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا. Allah does not have wives. Allah does not have children. Allah is not dependent on anyone. He is alone. أحد, one. Samad, totally independent. لا يستعين بشيء. Allah does not take help from anything. لا يحتاج إلى شيء. Allah is not dependent on anything. لا يخفى عليه شيء. Nothing is hidden from Allah. لا ينفعه شيء. Nothing benefits Allah. لا يضره شيء. Nothing harms Allah. لا يغلبه شيء. Nothing overpowers Allah. Supreme, sole controller of the heavens and the earth. And in controlling all this, مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Allah does not forget anything. لَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. The protection of the heavens and the earth does not tire Allah. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةُ وَلَا نَوْمُ. Allah never sleeps. Allah never dozes off. لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا. Allah is not inattentive for 1 second to any of His creation. Such a hakim, such a ruler who is controlling everything and aware of everything at any given moment. لا يشغله عظيم سلطانه من صغير سلطانه. The controlling of the huge creation, in listening to the huge creations, Allah does not become inattentive to the smaller creations. In listening to the malaika, Allah does not become inattentive to insan. In listening to insan, Allah does not become inattentive to the animals. In listening to the animals, Allah does not become inattentive to the birds. In listening to the birds, Allah does not become inattentive to the insects. That Allah who is controlling Jibreel is the same Allah who is controlling the tiny ant. That Allah who is protecting Mount Everest is the same Allah that is protecting the grain of sand. That Allah that is controlling the wind of the hurricane is the same Allah that is controlling the wind that is coming out of your fan. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ He is the Ilah of the heavens. He is the Ilah of this earth. Everything belongs to Him. هُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ الْبَحَرِ The seas belong to Allah. سَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ The rivers belong to Allah. وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا The earth belongs to Allah. أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاءَهَا وَمَرْعَاهَا The waters belong to Allah. The crops and the grains belong to Allah. وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ The clouds belong to Allah. Such huge clouds hanging, suspended between the heavens and the earth. What is holding it up? It is said cumulonimbus is the name of one rain cloud which contains 300 million tons of water. The entire Niagara Fall, while we are sleeping, is floating above your home. You are totally secure and unharmed. وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ The cloud that is suspended between the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. Everything around us belongs to Allah. The rain waters belong to Allah. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي سَحَابًا ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُ ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُكَامًا فَتَرَ الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ Why don't you see how Allah gathers the clouds together, makes them a clump, and then from in between them, Allah Ta'ala brings down the rain waters. It is said the lowest cloud is 1200 meters above the earth. The object, an object the size of a rain droplet, if dropped from that height, when it reaches the earth, should be traveling at the speed of 558 kilometers an hour. Like bricks falling on your head. Yet Nizam of Rububiyat of Allah, Allah is Rabb. Allah Ta'ala has made that rain droplet in such a shape that friction between it and the atmosphere occurs so that by the time that droplet of rainwater reaches the earth, it is not traveling at 558 kilometers an hour, but it is traveling at 8 to 10 kilometers an hour. One water, it goes into the mouth of the cow, it becomes milk. It goes into the mouth of the snake, it becomes poison. Goes into the mouth of the scorpion, it becomes poison. Goes into the mouth of the bee, it becomes honey. Goes into the mouth of the deer, it becomes musk. Goes into the mouth of the silkworm, it becomes silk. Goes into the mouth of insan, it quenches its thirst. One water. No color, no taste, no smell. The sand, no taste, no smell. The seed is put into the ground, and Allah from above His arsh makes the mango sweet, makes the karela bitter, makes the carrot hard and sweet, makes the watermelon red. مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا Does anyone else have this power? Allah is asking, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ Why don't you look at the crops that you are cultivating? Are you causing it to grow? Are we causing it to grow? إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَىٰ It is Allah that splits the seed. It is Allah that brings that sprout forth. أَإِلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ Allah is asking, is there any other ilah besides your Allah? Is there anyone else that is doing this for you? And then Allah complains, بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ They ascribe partners with the Allah. How many places in the Quran Allah speaks of the injustice of this insan? Around him are countless invitations towards the Qudrat of Allah. around him are an indication of the countless bounties of Allah. Yet instead of handing himself over to Allah, he turns away from his Allah. Allah calls out, بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمُ يَعْدِلُونَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ تَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ أَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ أَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ أَنَّا يُصْرَفُونَ O insan, O my banda, O my slave, whom are you turning to? Why have you forsaken your Allah? Why are you ascribing partners with your Allah? Why has your love turned away from Allah? Why is your allegiance on others besides Allah? Allah calls out, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O insan, O my banda, O my slave, what has put you into a deception about your Allah? Who is kareem? Who is generous? Who is kind? Alladhi khalaqak. فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ That Allah who created you, that Allah who fashioned you, that Allah who protected you, that Allah who brought you forth, that Allah who endowed you with all these faculties that you have. Why have you forgotten your Allah? Insan's arrogance. As bin Wail comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a disbeliever. In his hands he has the decrepit remains, the skeletal remains of someone who had passed away a long time ago. The bones were perishing. He takes all this and he flings it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with arrogance he says, Ya Muhammad, atazumu anna rabbaka yuhyi hadhihi wa hiya ramim? He says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are you claiming? Have you realized what you are saying? Are you claiming that your Rabb will resurrect and give life to this skeletal remains when it has already perished like this? Allah Ta'ala sends Jibreel, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانِ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم Allah says, أولم يرى الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة Look at the arrogance of this insan. He is saying, he puts forward parables and examples. And he says, how is your Rabb going to give life to these bones? Why doesn't he realize where he was created from? What was his inception? هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهَرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا Allah says, O insan, did they not pass upon you a period of time? لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا When your dhikr wasn't made also. No one spoke about you. You didn't exist. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ We created you. From what? مِن نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجِ From a mingling of sperm. Why doesn't this insan see أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ We created him from sperm. When Allah speaks of the inception, of the origin of this insan, and we find one message coming across in the Quran, that of complete insignificance. مِمَّاءٍ دَافِقٍ From a spurt of liquid. مِمَّاءٍ مَهِينٍ From a drop of worthless fluid. مِن نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ From a mingling of sperms. من سلالة من طين, from an extract of clay. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah says, verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. Then he was made into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. Stage upon stage of creation. يَبْنَ آدَمْ جَعَلْتُ لَكَ قَرَارًا فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكْ فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. O insan, I gave you a place of rest and shelter in the womb of your mothers. Then the apportioning of Allah began. فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. Allah is the best of apportioners. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Allah says, the treasures of everything are by Allah. Allah sends it down according to a set a portion and a set measure. غَشَيْتُكَ فِي غِشَاءٍ لِأَلَّا تَضَّعْ مِنْ ظُلْمَةِ الرَّحِيمِ. I covered you with a cloth in the womb of your mothers so that the darkness of the womb would not frighten you. حَوَّلْتُ وَجْهَكَ إِلَى ظَهْرِهَا لِأَلَّا تَضُرُّكَ رَائِحَةُ الطَّعَامِ. Your face was turned to the back of your mother so that the bad odor of the food coming from the stomach would not disturb you. جَعَلْتُ لَكَ مُتَّكًا عَنْ يَمِينِكَ وَمُتَّكًا عَنْ يَسَارِكَ. أَمَّا الَّذِي عَنْ يَمِينِكَ فَالطِّحَالِ أَمَّا الَّذِي عَنْ يَسَارِكَ فَالْكَبِدِ. I gave you a pillow to rest on your right side and a pillow to rest on your left side. The pillow on the right side was the spleen. The pillow on the left side was the liver. عَلَّمْتُكَ الْجُلُوسَ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكَ. You had to stay for 9 months. You couldn't possibly stand for such a long period of time. So Allah says, I taught you to sit in the womb of your mothers. Sit on water. فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. Does anyone else have this qudrat? Does anyone else have this power? أَإِلَاهُمَّ Allah. Is there another ilah besides you, Allah? فَلَمَّا أَنْ تَمَّتْ مُدَّةُ أَشْهُرِكْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْمَلَكِ الْمُوَكَّلِ بِالْأَرْحَامِ فَأَخْرَجَكَ عَلَىٰ رِيشَةٍ مِّنْ جَنَاحِهِ ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَ. 9 months had passed. The period of development of this amanat and trust had passed. Now the time had come for this amanat to come into the dunya. Allah says, I send wahi to the angel that was deputed to guard over the womb. The fetus is large, the child is large, the passage is narrow and small. The angel spreads out its wing and the passage of this child into the dunya is made easy. How easy? He said that the bones of the skull are hard. They have to be hard in order to protect the brain. But if the bones of the skull of the unborn child had to be hard, as the child is coming through the narrow passage, the bone will crack and the brains will be destroyed. So Allah has made the bones of the unborn child's skull liquid form so that it compresses, it becomes hard after the child is born. Which doctor, which scientist was sitting there and deciding all this? أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Why doesn't he think of his own origin? From where did he come from that today he is arguing? One message comes forth when Quran speaks of the origin of insan, that of insignificance. And when Quran speaks of the end product, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have created this insan in the best of forms. He is made the paragon of Allah's creation, the height of Allah's creation. Mufassirin explain, why this difference? They say, so when insan ponders on his origin, he will realize how insignificant he is and that he has no claim to pride or arrogance. And when he ponders over the end product, he will realize the greatness and the kamal-e-qudrat and the power of Allah, who from nothingness made the paragon of his creation. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Blessed is Allah, who is the best of creators. Yazid bin Abi Muhallaf was a pious person. One day he was sitting on the roadside, people were going past. They were greeting him with great reverence and honor. Hazrat Salaam Alaikum, Hazrat Salaam Alaikum, Hazrat Salaam Alaikum. One person walked past him and ignored him. Became very irritated. He rebuked that person. Don't you realize who I am? Can't you see all these people are greeting me with respect? How can you ignore me? He said, أَنَا أَعْرَفُ مِنْكَ بِذَاتِكَ. He says, I know you better than you know yourself. So he said, what do you mean by this? This person replied, أَوَّلُكَ نُطْفَةٌ عَبِرَةٌ وَآخِرُكَ جِيفَةٌ مَيِّتَةٌ وَبَيْنَهُمَا تَحْمِلُ الْقَدِرَةٌ. He said, your beginning, your inception is a drop of water. When he heard this, he said, you have recognized me better than all the other people. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi said, عجبت لمن خرج من مجرى البول مرتين كيف يتكبر. That it surprises me, that insan who passed through the passage of urine twice, how does he ever become proud or arrogant? What claim does he have to pride and arrogance? This earth which we are living on, if this earth had to be divided into five parts, three parts will be water and two parts will be land. And from that two parts of land, if that is divided further, half of it will be rivers, forests, jungles. And the other half is that small piece of ground that is shared by 6 billion insan. And in that 6 billion insan, how insignificant. Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَعْدِلُ عِنَّ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَ مَا سَقَى كَافِرًا مِّنْهَا شُرْبَةَ مَا. That this earth is so tiny and so insignificant in the eyes of Allah, that it is not equal to the wing of one mosquito. He said, not equal. He didn't say equal. He said, not equal. For our understanding, if we have to assume that it is equal, just for our understanding, say the earth is equal to the wing of one mosquito. There are presently approximately 200 countries in the world. If you take the wing of the mosquito and divide it pro rata into 200 pieces, what tiny piece will remain for South Africa? And in that tiny piece, what even tinier piece will remain for East London? And in the small, tiny East London, there is one big state sahab who's got one or two factories, one or two cars, one or two properties, and he feels, I am somebody. What is his haysiyat? What is his comparison when compared to the creation of Allah? This is why they say, if you want to understand your prominence, then don't sit in your office and think about it. Sit in the toilet and think about it. That what is coming out from me? Insan has no claim to arrogance or pride. Min nutfa, Allah calls out in the Quran, قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانِ. قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانِ. May this insan be destroyed. مَا أَكْفَرَ. How ungrateful is he to his Allah? He has forgotten his Allah. He lives on the earth of Allah, breathes the air given by Allah, sees with the eyes given by Allah,
Ears with the ears given by Allah. Grasp with the hands given by Allah. Walks with the feet given by Allah. Utilizes the countless bounties of Allah. He knows his Allah is looking at him. Yet he will look at haram. He will listen to haram. He will plan haram. His days are spent in haram. His night is spent in haram. He challenges Allah. Muazzin calls out, come to your Allah. He defies that call. He lives on Allah's earth. Utilizes the bounties of Allah. And makes war with Allah. قتل الانسان. Allah says, may this insan be destroyed. ما أكفر. How ungrateful is he to his Allah? من أي شيء خلقه. From what was he created? What claim to arrogance or pride does he have today? How dare he defy his Allah? From what was he created? من أي شيء خلقه. What is his origin? من نطفة. From a drop of sperm. Quran answers. من نطفة. Ponder and reflect over the greatness of Allah. Understand who is your Allah. Shibli rahmatullahi alayhi said, لو عرف الناس قدر عظمة الله ما عصوا. If insan had to understand the azmat of Allah, appreciate the azmat of Allah, they would never disobey Allah. The root cause to all the disobedience, all the lies, all the deception, all the treachery, all the wrong, is we have not understood who is Allah. That drop of sperm, they said, is one cell. Inside that cell is the DNA of that cell. They said the DNA is so tiny. First of all, the cell, you need a microscope to see the cell. Inside that cell is the DNA of that cell, which is so tiny that it is 1/1,000,000th the size of the cell. For layman's terms to understand it, we all know what is 1 millimeter. Divide the millimeter into 1,000 parts, that is the size of the DNA. And that DNA consists of 3.5 billion characteristics. 3.5 billion nucleotides. So much of information is contained in that one, in that DNA, that it is said that if it had to be recorded in a written form, you will need 900 encyclopedias, each one 500 pages long, from a drop of sperm. 9 months later, this insan is brought forth from one cell, fi ahsani taqweem, the paragon of Allah's creation, a composition of 100 trillion cells. Yet it is said, if the DNA of all 100 trillion cells are put together, it will fit in one ice cube. And if it is opened up, it will form a distance from the earth to the sun and back 400 times. 80 billion miles long is the DNA of each human being. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْهُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Allah says, were you created just like that? Are we not your creators? أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. Reflect and ponder over that drop of sperm that emanates from you. أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Did you create it? Did you create it? Are we his creators? Insan has to make sujood to Allah. Insan has to bow down before Allah. Insan has to become the slave of Allah. Allah has to become maqsood. Allah has to become matloob. Allah has to become the goal. Allah has to become the object. Allah has to become the direction. Abadi, utlubani, tajidani, in wajadtani, wajadta kulla shay, wa in futtani, fataka kullu shay, wa ana khairun laka min kulli shay. Allah says, O my slave, search for me. Look for your Allah. Make that effort to establish the greatness of Allah in your heart. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, my greatness, my majesty, my glory is such that the 7 heavens and the 7 earths cannot contain me. But I have created the capacity, fi qalbi al-mu'min, in the heart of a mu'min, that this heart can contain me. This heart is for Allah. This heart has to become the maskan of Allah. This heart has to become the arsh of Allah, ulama say.
The tragedy and the travesty and the oppression of this insan.
The container from which I eat must be clean. My clothes must be clean. My shoes must be clean. My house must be clean. My car must be clean. Everything around me must be clean. But that heart, which is supposed to contain the love of my Allah, that heart which is for Allah, we have filthied it, and we have dirtied it, and we have blackened it with looking at haram, with listening to haram, with planning haram, with repeatedly committing haram, and the concern and the worry is not even there in us. And yet Allah is so merciful. Allah is so kind. Yabna Adam, Adhkuruka wa tansani. Allah calls out, O Ibn Adam, O Insan, I remember you and you forget me. Astatiruka wa la takshani. I conceal your faults and you do not fear me. In dhakartani dhakartuk, wa in nasitani dhakartuk. Allah says, when I remember you, in zakartani, Allah says, when you remember me, zakartuk, I remember you. When you remember me, I remember you. Wa in nasitani zakartuk, and when you forget me, I still remember you. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? Allah is waiting. In fact, Allah has gone forward. Yuridullahu ayyatuba alaykum. Allah says, it is already my intention to forgive you. I am waiting. When is my slave going to come back to me? Allah Ta'ala calls out to Dawood alayhi salam, Ya Dawood, Bashir al-Muznibin. O Dawood, give glad tidings to the sinners. Dawood alayhi salam is shocked. Glad tidings to the sinners. What glad tidings? Allah yata'azama alayya zambun an yaghfira. That there is no sin. There is no sin that they will commit that is too great that I will not forgive them. Give them glad tidings. The Allah is waiting for them. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? Yabna Adam, innaka ma da'awtani wa rajawtani ghafartu laka ala ma kana minka wala ubali. Allah says, O Ibn Adam, whenever you will make dua, whenever you will have raja and hope upon you, Allah, ghafartu laka wala ubali, Allah is waiting. Allah will forgive you. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. Ahmad bin Abil Huwari comes to Abu Sulaiman Darani rahmatullah alayhi and he finds him crying. He says, oh Abu Sulaiman, why are you crying? Abu Sulaiman addresses him. And he says, oh Ahmad, don't you realize, إِذَا جَنَّ اللَّيْلِ وَاخْتَلَطَ الظَّلَامِ وَخَلَى كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ بِحَبِيبِهِ. That when the nightfall descends, and it becomes pitch black, now the courts of the world are closed. The kings of the world have shut off their palaces. The rulers of the world have shut their doors. Guards and sentries have been placed. This is our free time. No one must come to us. No one must talk to us. No one must put their problem in front of us. This is the time nightfall has descended. خَلَا كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ بِحَبِيبِهِ. Each lover goes into solitude with his beloved. Each one turns to the one in whose heart the aspiration and desire is for that person. نَصَّبُوا إِلَيَّ أَقْدَامَهُمْ وَافْتَرَشُوا إِلَيَّ جِبَاهَهُمْ. They are some slaves of Allah, in whose heart is the ishq of Allah, in whose heart is the love of Allah, whose hearts have been lightened up with the noor of Iman. They get up from their beds, they stand in front of Allah, they put their foreheads down on the ground in front of Allah. فَبَيْنَ مُتَأَوِّهٍ وَبَاكٍ وَصَارِخٍ وَشَاكٍ. Sometimes they are whispering to Allah. Sometimes they are calling out to Allah. Sometimes they are shouting to Allah. Sometimes they are silent. Sometimes they are crying. Allah addresses Jibreel. O Jibreel, man talazzaza bi kalami wastaraha ila dhikri. The courts of the world are closed. The palaces have been shut up. But Allah descends to the first heaven and in the last third of the night, and Allah calls out, may yad'uni fa'astajibalah, may yas'aluni fa'atiyah, may yastaghfiruni fa'aghfiralah. Who is there that is there to call out to Allah? Who is there that has some need? Who is there that once sees Allah? Who is there in whose heart the ishq and the love of Allah has caused him to stand in front of his Allah and beg from his Allah? Allah is sufficient for you. Kafa billahi wakila, kafa billahi nasira, kafa billahi hasiba, kafa billahi shahida, kafa bihi bidhunubi ibadihi khabiran basira. Allah is sufficient for you as your helper. Allah is sufficient for you as your witness. Allah is sufficient for you as the overseer. Allah is sufficient for you as your protector. Alaysa Allahu bikafin abada. Allah calls out to you, is your Allah not sufficient for you? Why have you turned away from your Allah? Why are you seeking help from others besides Allah? Habib Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he praises Allah, anta ahakku man dhukir, wa ahakku man ubid, wa ansaru man ibtughi, wa arafu man malak, wa ajwadu man su'il, wa awsau man aata. Worthy of remembrance is only you, O my Allah. Worthy of worship is only you, O my Allah. Generosity is only from you, Allah. Help is only from you, Allah. Each time the slave of Allah stands in front of Allah and he says, Allahu Akbar. He says, Allahu Akbar. Every veil, every boundary, every obstacle between him and Allah is removed. Jannat is opened up. The hoors of Jannat are told, look at your husband who is aspiring for you. Allah calls out to the slave, qasamtu salata baini wa bain abdi, I have divided salah between myself and my slave. When the slave of Allah stands in salah and he says, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, all praise is due to my Allah who is the Rabb of every alam, Allah himself replies, hamidani abdi, my slave has praised me. When he says, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah himself replies, Asna alayya abdi, my slave has glorified me, my slave has praised me. Allah is not in need. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel, more mighty than all those with might, more powerful than all those with power, more great than all those with greatness, more supreme than all those with supremacy, more glorified than all those with glory. Allah is not in need. Yet this zalim insan stands in front of Allah and he says, Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. He is standing in front of Allah. Allah is replying directly to him. Yet not for one second in his heart is even the thought of Allah. He says, Allahu Akbar. He goes into ruku', Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Glory be to my Allah, who is the greatest. Still his heart is empty of Allah. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allah has heard the one who has praised him. Rabbana, Rabbana, lakal hamd. O my Allah, O my Rabb, for you is all praise. Still his heart is empty of Allah. He goes into sajda. More lower than this insan cannot go. The height of humility, the height of submission. His forehead is on the ground before Allah. Wa inna sajida la yasjudu fi qadamayhi ar-Rahman. The person in sajda is making sajda on the feet of Rahman. Aqrabu ma yakunu al-abdu ila rabbihi azza wa jalla wa huwa sajid. You cannot go closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. On his tongue is the words, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Glory be to my Allah, who is the highest. Still his heart is empty of Allah. The shop, the job, the wife, the children, and even masiyat, disobedience of Allah he is planning. He is in sajda, and still he is not thinking about his Allah. Dead heart, which does not beat with the love of Allah in sajda. How is that heart ever going to remember Allah outside salah? Shaitan has stolen the love of Allah from our hearts. The garden of namaz has dried up. The field to earn the ta'alluq and relationship with Allah has dried up. And the greatest tragedy and the greatest travesty is that when I put my hand in my pocket, that 100 rand note which I had, if it is not there, my home, my sleep becomes haram for me. I become restless. The love of Allah has come out of my heart and I am not even worried. I am living on the earth of Allah and I have not made my Allah the goal. I am living with desires other than that to please Allah. And the concern has come out. I am not even worried. So merciful, Allah calls out, Yabna Adam, ila man tastafid, ila man huwa khayrun minni. O Ibn Adam, O my slave, to whom are you turning your attention to? Is there someone else for you besides Allah? Is there someone else that has created you besides Allah? Is there someone else that is fulfilling your needs besides Allah? Is there someone else protecting you besides your Allah? Is there someone else that is going to remove the darkness of the qabr for you besides your Allah? Is there someone else that is going to shower mercy on you on the plains of Hashar when insan will be swimming in their own perspiration besides your Allah? Is there someone else that is going to enable you to cross the Sirat besides your Allah? Is there someone else that is going to give you Jannat besides Allah? That in Salah you have forgotten Allah. Greater arrogance, greater zulm, greater oppression than this, what can they be? Dawat is the lifeblood of this ummah. Through Dawat, this ummah will learn Iman. We haven't been sent for the worthless and useless possessions of this world. What good is that wealth after which there is, what good is that wealth behind which is the fear of poverty? What good is that health after which there is sickness? What good is that ease and comfort after which there is hardship? What good is that youth after which there is old age? What good is that life after which there is death? This dunya has no value. The life of this world is not the object. It is not the goal of this ummah. This ummah was sent to turn the attention of themselves and the entire humanity away from this dunya towards akhirat. Away from the created things towards Allah. To establish the greatness of Allah in the heart. To go from person to person, town to town, village to village, locality to locality. And call them to Allah. Dawud alayhi salam calls out to Allah, Ayyu ibadika ahabbu ilayk. O my Allah, tell me, whom of your slaves do you love? Allah replies, Taqiyul qalb, naqiyul kaffain, la ya'ti ahadam bisu, wala yamshi bin namima, tazulul jibal, wala yazul ahabbani, wa ahabba man yuhibbuni, wa habbabani ilan nas. O Dawood, they are those in whose hearts is my taqwa. They do not stretch their hands out to anybody but me. They are firm on my commands. Mountains will move, but they will not move. O Dawood, they love me. They love those who love me. And they make that effort by which mankind will love me. Allah, Dawood alayhi salam calls out, Inni uhibbuk, O Allah, I love you. وَأُحِبُّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ, I love those who love you. فَكَيْفَ أُحَبِّبُكَ إِلَى النَّاسِ. How can I make that effort by which mankind will love you? These are the chosen of Allah. These are the beloved of Allah. He is asking, how can humanity love you? Allah Ta'ala replies, ذَكِّرْهُمْ بِعَلَائِ وَنَعْمَائِ وَبَلَائِ. O Dawood, go from person to person. Go from person to person.
Tell them about their Allah. Tell them about the greatness of Allah. Tell them about the majesty of Allah. Tell them about the glory of Allah. Tell them about the bounties of Allah. Tell them of the favors of Allah. Introduce this entire makhluk to Allah. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi idnihi wa sirajan munira. We have sent you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner. Wa da'iyan ila Allah. We have sent you as a da'i to Allah, as a caller to Allah. The greatest sunnah of Anbiya, maqsad of Anbiya was da'wat. This ummah was sent for da'wat. We have to go town to town, village to village, home to home, locality to locality, person to person, and say to this entire humanity that in the heavens and in the earth, no one is going to protect you besides Allah. No one has given you life besides Allah. No one is enabling you to breathe besides Allah. No one is enabling you to see besides Allah. No one is enabling you to hear besides Allah. No one is giving you food to eat besides Allah. No one is enabling you to take that food and put it into your mouth besides Allah. No one is enabling you to swallow that food besides Allah. The food can never be digested without the qudrat of Allah. No one is bringing day besides Allah. No one is bringing night besides Allah. The sun is not rising except with the power of Allah. The sun will not set except with the power of Allah. The moonlight will not come out. The moon will not come out except with the power of Allah. The waxing and the waning of the moon will not occur except with the power of Allah. Peace will never be found on this earth except with the order of Allah. Harmony will never be found without the order of Allah. Love will not exist without the order of Allah. Hatred will not be found without the order of Allah. Wars cannot take place without the permission of Allah. Bombs cannot fall without the permission of Allah. The bombs cannot explode without the permission of Allah. Trees cannot grow without the permission of Allah. Rainfall cannot fall without the permission of Allah. Crops cannot come out of the ground without the permission of Allah. Crops cannot turn into trees without the permission of Allah. The trees cannot give branches without the permission of Allah. The branches cannot turn into leaves without the permission of Allah. The leaves cannot turn into fruit without the permission of Allah. The fruit cannot ripen without the permission of Allah. Sweetness cannot come into that fruit without the permission of Allah. In the heavens, in the earth, right, east, west, north, south, right, left, nothing happens except with the permission of one Allah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ. He is the ilah of the heavens. He is the ilah of this earth. So much this da'wah has to be given. So much we have to call to Allah. So much we have to invite to Allah. So much we have to negate the ghair of Allah, that in this heart is only Allah, in this mind is only Allah, in this body is only Allah, till that realization is reached, that my life belongs to Allah, my wealth belongs to Allah, every breath of air for my Allah, every step I take for my Allah. قُلْ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةِ وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Tell them, my salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, is only for my Allah, who is the Rabb of every alam. So much we have to speak about Allah, that this heart is filled with the love of Allah. This heart is filled with the desire for Allah. Allah calls out to Jibreel, مَنْ تَلَذَّذَ بِكَلَامِي وَاسْتَرَاحَ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِي. O Jibreel, those who will get lazzat in reading my Quran, those who will get rahat and peace in remembering me, those who in the dead of night will turn to their Allah, they are crying, O Jibreel, console them. Don't they realize that a lover will not harm his beloved? أَوَّلُ مَا أُعْطِيهِمْ, the first thing I will give them, أَنْ أَخْذِفَ مِن نُورِي فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ, I will put my noor in their hearts. I will put my noor in their hearts. وَالثَّانِي لَوْ كَانَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعَ وَالْأَرْضِينَ السَّبْعَ فِي مَوَازِينِهِمْ, and the second thing, if the seven heavens and the seven earths had to be put in their scale of good deeds, لَسْتَقْلَلْتُهَا لَهُمْ, I will think this is too less for them. And the third thing, Allah says, I will turn to them and say to them, ask from your Allah, whatever you want from your Allah will be given to you. Can we imagine when Allah's treasures are opened up and a person can take whatever he wants, what Allah won't give that person?
the mind cannot fathom. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi mentions the riwayat, the lowest jannati, the lowest jannati. Allah will say to that person, tamanna, desire, ask for what you want. If it is told to an ordinary person, that ask for whatever you want and whatever you ask for will be given to you. I'm giving you 1 minute. In 1 minute, how much he can ask for? How long does it take to say, I want 10 homes? Or I want 10 palaces? Or I want 10 billion rand? Takes a few seconds. Allah will say to the lowest jannati, ask. He will not be given 1 minute. He will be given 3 days and 3 nights to ask. The lowest jannati, he will ask and ask and ask and ask and ask. And Allah will grant and grant and grant and grant. And finally Allah Ta'ala will say to him, قَدْ رَضِيتُ بِدُونِ مَا يَحِقُّ لَكُ. You have become satisfied with less than that which I wanted to give you. Whatever you have asked for is yours, and 10 times that is yours. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions a riwayat about the lowest jannati. Lengthy riwayat, just one section of it. فَتَقَدَّمْ حَتَّى يُفْتَحَ لَهُ الْقَصْرِ. He will go ahead in his jannat until he will come to a huge palace. وَهُوَ مِن دُرَّةٍ مُجَوَّفَةٍ سَقَائِفُهَا وَأَبْوَابُهَا وَأَغْلَاقُهَا وَمَفَاتِيحُهَا مِنْهَا. This palace will be a dome of pearl. The doors, the walls, the floors, the roof, everything of it will be out of pure gold. تَسْتَقْبِلُهُ جَوْهَرَةٌ خَضْرَى مُبْطِنَةٌ بِحَمْرَى فِيهَا سَبْعُونَ بَابٍ كُلُّ بَابٍ يُفْضِي إِلَى جَوْهَرَةٍ خَضْرَى مُبْطِنَةٌ كُلُّ جَوْهَرَةٍ تُفْضِي إِلَى جَوْهَرَةٍ عَلَى غَيْرِ لَوْنِ الْأُخْرَى فِي كُلِّ جَوْهَرَةٍ سُرُرٌ وَأَزْوَاجٌ وَوَصَائِفُ أَدْنَاهُنَّ حَوْرَاءٌ عَيْنَا. In front of this palace will be a huge green dome. Actually a green pearl. It will be lined on the inside with red. This pearl will lead to 70 doors. Each door will lead to another huge pearl. The lining of each of these different pearls will be of different colors. In each of these pearls will be beds, will be wives, will be servants, will be the maidens of Jannat. The lowest of them will be a beautiful maiden. The lowest will be a beautiful maiden with huge round black eyes. She will be wearing 70 different garments, 70 different colors. Each garment, different color, different texture, different smell. But the texture of all 70 garments are such that he will see his reflection on her chest through the 70 garments. And the weight of the 70 garments will be such that he will be able to lift all 70 garments on the joint of his smallest finger. And her beauty will be such, Jannat gets better and better and better. Dunya gets worse and worse and worse. And still the arrogance of this insan, still the foolishness of this insan, carried away by the palaces and by the homes of this world. Why don't we take lesson from the ruins? That today that palace, no matter how beautiful it is, what will happen to it down the line? كُلُّ بَيْتٍ وَإِن طَالَتْ سَلَامَتُهَا يَوْمًا سَتُدْرِكُهُنَّ كْبَاعُ وَالْحُرَبُ. Every home, no matter how beautiful and how long lasting it is, that day is going to come when it will become dilapidated ruins. Spiders will make their homes there. Frogs will make their homes there. Rabbits will make their homes there. Insects will make their homes.
in those dilapidated ruins? Where are those great kings of the world who made all sorts of claims? Today, they have perished. They have gone into the sand. Their bodies have been eaten up by insects. And those insects have been eaten up by insects. And those insects have been eaten up by insects. Nothing of them remains. But that day is going to come when once again Allah will resurrect them. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانَ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ Allah says, Allah sends Jibreel when Aas bin Wa'il makes these claims. Allah says, why doesn't this insan realize from what he was created? Today he is arguing. Today he is saying, who will give life to these decrepit remains when they have scattered like this? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ Say unto them, that Allah who created it the first time will resurrect it again. Dunya is going towards ruination. Dunya is going towards destruction. Jannat is better and better and better. The Jannati will be sitting in his palace. There will be a knock at the door. His servant will open the door. The angel of Allah will be there, asking permission to enter the court of the Jannati. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا Allah says, when you see my Jannat, when you see my Jannat, you will see bounties and a vast kingdom. Mufassirin explain in the tafsir of Mulkan Kabira that Allah will make this Jannati a great king. One of the tafsirs of this is such a great ruler that the angels will have to seek permission to enter his court. This servant will whisper to the next servant, why? This is the court of the king. Respect has to be observed. Reverence has to be observed. Each one will whisper, till the last servant will whisper in the ears of this Jannati, one angel of Allah wants permission to enter. He will whisper back, give him permission. The chain will continue to the last servant till the angel enters. The angel will be carrying a fruit wrapped up in silk, will bring it to the Jannati and will say to the Jannati, that this is a special gift which Allah has sent for you. The silk will be removed. He will see this beautiful fruit. Then the Jannati will say that this fruit, I already have it in my gardens. كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةِ الرِّزْقَ قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ He will say that we were given this fruit before. I already have it in my gardens. So many different types of fruit. Maybe, example, he has 10,000 different types of fruit in his gardens. He says this, وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهَا It will be outwardly resembling, but the inside is not the same. The angel will say, why don't you try this one? Try this one. He will take one bite. If the Jannati had 10,000 different fruits in his garden, Allah Ta'ala has kept the taste of all 10,000 different fruits in this one fruit. If there are 5 different tastes and you join it together, it will become a 6th taste. That is not what will happen. There's no kamal or achievement in that. But he will take the bite and like a person scrolling through a book, instantly his mouth will register individually each taste of 10,000 different fruits in the one bite. وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهَا They will be given ni'mats and bounties that will outwardly resemble. But it will get better and better. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi says, when the Jannati enters into Jannat, he will immediately be overtaken by a burst of joy when he sees Jannat. It will be said to him, أَرَأَيْتَ سُوَارَ فَرْحَتِكَ هَذِهِ Are you experiencing a burst of joy? He will say yes. It will be said to him that from now till eternity your joy will increase. Your joy will increase. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions,
إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نَهْرًا إِثْمُهُ بَيْدَخْ عَلَيْهِ قُبَابٌ مِّنْ يَاقُوتِ
تَحْتَهُ جُوَارُ النَّابِتَاتِ. He says, in Jannat is one stream, one river. Its name is Baydakh. Over it is a dome of sapphire. Underneath this dome are beautiful maidens of Jannat, Nabitat. Like how vegetation grows up, these beautiful maidens have grown up. Yaqulu Ahlul Jannah, the people of Jannat, the men of Jannat will say, Intaliqu bina ilal Baydakh. Let's take a stroll and go to Baydakh. As they will arrive at Baydakh, they will start analyzing, like judges of a Miss Universe competition, all the streams of beautiful women that are there on display. إِذَا أَعْجَبَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْهُمْ بِإِمْرَأَةٍ. If he finds one that interests him, all he will do, مَسَّ مِعْصَمُهَا فَتَبِعَتْهُ وَتَنْبُتُ فِي مَكَانِهَا أُخْرَى. He will touch her forearm. She will come to life and follow him, and in her place another one will grow up. To continue the riwayat of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the lowest jannati, he says that such will be the beauty of that woman, kullama a'radha anha i'radatan izdadat fi aynihi sab'eena di'fa. Every time the jannati turns his face away from his wife and he looks back, when he looks back, she will have become 70 times more beautiful. When he turns away, his kingdom is such, he is a king, she will not turn away from him. In one riwayat it comes, in aqbalat or adbarat wa hiya muqbila, whether she is walking towards him or walking away from him, her face will still face him. When he turns away and looks back, he will find that she is 70 times more beautiful. فَتَقُولُ لَهَا فَيَقُولُ لَهَا. He will say to her, وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ إِزْدَدْتَ فِي عَيْنِي سَبْعِينَ ضِعْفًا عَمَّا كَانَتْ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ. He will say to her, Allah's qasam, what has happened? You have become 70 times more beautiful than what you were before. She will say to him, فَتَقُولُ لَهُ وَاللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ وَأَنْتَ لَقَدْ إِزْدَدْتَ فِي عَيْنِي سَبْعِينَ ضِعْفًا. Allah's qasam, and again Allah's qasam, you have become 70 times more beautiful in my eyes. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu hears this, he addresses Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, أَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَى مَا يُحَدِّثُنَا إِبْنُ أُمِّ عَبْدٍ عَنْ أَدْنَى أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلًا فَكَيْفَ عَلَاهُمْ. He says to Ka'b, that can't you hear? Listen to what Ibn Mas'ud is saying about the lowest jannati. What must be the highest one? What must be the highest one? There are stages in Jannat. Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu replies, فِيهَا مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى خَلَقَ دَارًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ جَعَلَ فِيهَا مَا شَاءَ مِنَ الْأَزْوَاجِ وَالْأَشْرِبَةِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ ثُمَّ أَطْبَقَهَا. He says, there are such things which no eye has seen, no ear has ever heard of. Allah Ta'ala has made a special palace in Jannat, referring to Jannatul Firdaus, the highest Jannat. Allah has made a special palace in Jannat. In it, Allah has kept wives, and Allah has kept palaces, and Allah has kept fruit, and Allah has kept bounties. Then Allah sealed him. Allah sealed that Jannat. فَلَمْ يَرَهَا أَحَدٍ من الملائكة لا جبريل ولا غيره من الملائكة. And this is such a special surprise, the highest Jannat, that no creation of Allah, not even the Malaika, not even Jibreel has seen this Jannah. Allah has created us for that. Allah has not sent us for the worthless and the useless things of this world. Utlubni, tajidni, in wajadtani, wajadta kulla shay. O insan, O my banda, search for me. Allah says, search for me. Make that effort to acquire the greatness of Allah. Tajidni, you will find me. In wajadtani, wajadta kulla shay. If you have found your Allah, if your heart is filled with the love of Allah, if your living is for Allah, if your walking is for Allah, if your talking is for Allah, if your living is for Allah, if your dying is for Allah, if your wealth is for Allah, if your home is for Allah, if your children are for Allah, if you belong to Allah, in wajadtani, if you have found Allah, wajadta kulla shay, you have found everything. What does it mean to find Allah? What does it mean to become the beloved of Allah? What does it mean to gain the closeness of Allah? What does it mean to gain the nearness of Allah? My respected brothers, there is a medium, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. Fattabi'uni. Allah says, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love Allah, if you want the closeness of Allah, if you want the nearness of Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mentions the riwayat in Khasais al-Kubra, that when Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a little baby in the lap of his mother Amina, nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descended, فَغَشِيَتُ وَغَيَّبَتُ, the cloud covered the body of this child, then it lifted up, and a voice called out from the unseen, Tufu bihi masharik al ardi wa magharibaha liyarifu bismihi wa natihi wa suratihi. Take this child to the east and to the west. Let the entire creation come to know the name of my Nabi. Let them come to know the status of my Nabi. Let them come to know the nobility of my Nabi. Let them be introduced to who is my Nabi. وَآتُوهُ خُلُقَ آدَمْ وَمَعْرِفَةَ شِيثْ وَشُجَاعَةَ نُوحْ وَخُلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمْ وَاسْتِسْلَامَ إِسْمَعِيلْ وَفَصَاحَةَ صَالِحْ وَحِكْمَةَ لُوطْ وَرِضَى إِسْحَاقْ وَبُشْرَى يَعْقُوبْ وَشِدَّةَ مُوسَى وَجِهَادَ يُوشَى وَحُبَّ دَانِيَالْ وَوَقَارَ يُونُسْ وَطَاعَةَ إِلْيَاسْ وَزُهْدَ يَحْيَى وَزُهْدَ عِيسَى وَإِسْمَةَ يَحْيَى وَاغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ. Grant him the akhlaq of Adam alayhi salam, the marifat of Shis alayhi salam, the bravery of Nuh alayhi salam, the eloquence of Salih alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, the contentment of Ishaq alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Yaqub alayhi salam, the strength of Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the voice of Dawud alayhi salam, the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahya alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam. Waghmisuhu fi akhlaqin nabiyyin, and anoint him with the akhlaq of 124,000 anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. He was made jami'u sifatil anbiya, the special and specific attributes of 124,000 anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam collectively were placed in the personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was a little baby, for the next 63 years, he went higher and higher in stature and in nobility in the sight of Allah, till he reached such a level that it is doubtful that anyone in the annals of history have uttered such eloquent words in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as were uttered by the Sahabi Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as he stood on the minbar of Masjid Nabawi, looked at the noble and beautiful countenance of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and like flowers the words flowed from his lips. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقَتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِي كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقَتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. He says, more magnificent than you, my eyes have never seen. more beautiful than you. No woman has ever given birth to a child. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبِ. You have been created free from every blemish. Such a Nabi. Such a Nabi this Ummat was given. This Ummat was selected, chosen to be in the Ummat of Imamul Anbiya, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That Nabi, what was the ihsan, what was the favor on this Ummat? He finished himself. Everything was given with one goal and one object, that this Ummat must get hidayat. Married to the richest woman in Makkah, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Yet the day comes that he stands on Mount Safa and calls out to Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, Walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi ma amsa li ali Muhammad suffatum min daqiq wala kaffatum min sha'ir. O Jibreel, the day has come. Allah's qasam that in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there isn't one grain of wheat, there isn't one strand of barley. Everything was given. The home was emptied. Today this Ummat, in the name of Deen, in the name of Islam, is engaging in haram, is engaging in riba, is engaging in the disobedience of Allah, in fraud, in deceit, to fill their homes with dunya. Yet Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the home was emptied. Everything was given. One riwayat it comes. It comes to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ya Khadija, in qata'a ayyamun nawmi wal raha. O Khadija, the days of sleep and rest for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have come to an end. 360 idols in Baytullah, and Allah says, tell them what one Allah is doing. And not only that, prepare an ummat that will do this. Man adu, man yastajib, who am I going to call? Who is going to listen? He was giving her da'wat. She says, Ya Rasulullah, anta awwalu man tad'u, wa ana awwalu man astajib. You be the first to give the da'wat, I will be the first to say labbaik on your da'wat. The role of the wife of this ummat is being shown till qiyamah, that she is a partner with her husband in the effort of hidayat. The home was emptied. Can a parable, can an example be found in history? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he makes hijrat, leaves two baligh daughters in the place of the enemy, leaves a blind father in such circumstances that there isn't one morsel of food to eat in the house. Can history put forward an example like this, where such an effort was made on Sahaba, that they understood that the taqaza and the requisite and the demand for the hidayat of insaniyat has to be given preference over everything? Today this ummat is saying, what about the right of the wife? What about the right of the children? What about the right of this? What about the right of that? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, na'udhu billah, didn't know this. They knew, but the cry and the pain for insaniyat, for humanity, that how this humanity can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat. For that they gave everything. They had in front of them the example of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who were closest to him, his family members, one by one he sacrificed them. Every sacrifice that could be given. In Uhud, he says to Sahaba, where is my uncle Hamza? Finally he comes. upon the remains of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nose cut off, ears cut off, chest ripped open, stomach taken out, kidney taken out, liver taken out. Lying in a pool of blood, desecrated. Sahaba say they never heard him crying with sound. Except on this occasion when he saw the manner in which the body of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala had been mutilated. Such a bond of affection existed between them. He said, Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, took a new wife on the same day that he got Abdullah married to Amina. From the new union of Abdul Muttalib, Hamza was born. From Abdullah and Amina, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born after 1 year. They were uncle and nephew, but same age. Thuwayba, the slave girl of Abu Lahab, breastfed Hamza, and she breastfed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. Uncle and nephew, same age, foster brothers also. They grew up together. Such was the bond of affection that one day Hamza goes out hunting. When he comes back in the evening, his slave girl says to him, Ya Aba Umara, that was his nickname. You should have seen today the manner in which Abu Jahl insulted your nephew and he beat him. Hamza is incensed. He goes to where the Quraysh are gathered. Abu Jahl is in the center boasting. Hamza takes his sword, smashes it on the helmet of Abu Jahl, injuring him. And he says to him, You dared to insult my nephew. I also bring iman on him. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. We can imagine how it must have hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to see the body of his uncle in this condition. He cried, it is said, Sahaba say, Allah sent Jibreel with a message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we have written on our arsh, Hamzatu Asadullah wa Asadu Rasuli. Hamza is the lion of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They say only when this message was received, then his crying got less. In the annals of history, the janaza of no person was performed 70 times. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed the janaza of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu 70 times. It was the day of Uhud, was a day of great grief for Sahaba of Medina. Approximately 70 of the Ansar of Medina had been made shaheed. Medina was in grief. So many women had become widows. So many children had become orphans. Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he is entering Medina, he can hear the sound of crying coming from the homes of Medina. He starts crying again and he looks to Allah, Amma Hamza, Fala Bawaki Allah, Amma Hamza, Fala Bawaki Allah. Oh Allah, for my uncle Hamza there is nobody to cry. For my uncle Hamza there is nobody to cry. It was well known among Sahaba that the architect of this desecration was none other than Khalid bin Walid, who saw the unguarded mountain pass and launched that flank movement, as a result of which all this desecration occurred. Yet 5 years later, in Umratul Qadha, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks for Khalid. When he cannot find him, he says to Walid bin Walid, the brother of Khalid, that where is Khalid? Walid says that Khalid, when he heard you were coming to Makkah for Umrah, ran away from Makkah. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Walid bin Walid, that tell Khalid, the one who was behind the desecration of the body of his beloved uncle, the one who was behind so many homes of the Ansar of Medina being broken, he says to him, tell Khalid that it surprises me that an individual of his intelligence should be deprived of Islam. Tell him if he comes to us, he will see how we will honor him. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam returns to Medina Munawwara. When Khalid comes back, he is given the message. The seeds of Islam were there from before. Now they take seed in his heart. And he makes the determination to travel to Medina Munawwara to accept Islam. He starts the journey. Himself he says, as I drew closer to Medina, each day the trepidation, the whisperings in my heart, the hesitation increased, that what will be my welcome, what will be my reception, how many of the women of Medina were made widows because of me, how many of the children of Medina were made orphans because of me, what hurt was caused to these people because of me, how many of their homes broke because of me. Yet such an effort was made on Sahaba that each one understood his wazifa, each one understood his mansab, each one understood his goal and his object. Akhirat was in front of them, the hidayat of humanity was in front of them. So much sacrifice was given for the hidayat of humanity that they sacrificed the inner zeal of their hearts also to such an extent that a Sahabi would say that my love for my brother of Islam, a total stranger who would accept Islam and would come to Medina Munawwara, a Sahabi on Qasam would say that I love you more than I love my own blood kafir brother. His brother, blood brother, who was on kufr, he did not have as much affection for that brother as he had for a total stranger who had accepted Islam. The inner zeal, the inner jazbat of Sahaba, they sacrificed it for the effort of hidayat. Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, going with the jamaat of Sahaba towards Rome, they reached a mountain pass, narrow mountain pass. The enemy had taken the body of Hisham bin As, the brother, elder brother of Amr bin As. They had made him shaheed, murdered him. They took his body and they laid it in the mountain pass. As Amr bin As is moving with the jamaat of Sahaba, he comes in front, he comes, and in front of him is the desecrated corpse of his brother. The narrator says it is as if the wind came out of the sails of his companions to see the brother, elder brother of the Amir in front of them, murdered like this. Amr bin As, realizing what had happened, in front of them was a greater goal, in front of them was a greater cry, the hidayat of humanity. He rides his horse over the dead body of his brother. To speak about this is easy, but what must have went through his heart as the hoof of his animal crushes the bones and the flesh of his brother underneath it. And he orders the jamaat to ride. One by one they rode over the body of Hisham bin As. They did not allow anything to come in front of them. The goal was the hidayat of humanity. After the mission was accomplished, the narrator of the incident says, I saw Amr bin As with the tears pouring down his cheeks, collecting the little pieces of flesh of his brother in a bag, crying incessantly to see what had happened to his brother. If the sands of time could speak, if the pages of history could speak, if the mountains could speak, if the winds could speak, they would call out to this ummah today to understand your forgotten lesson of the people of the past. They left no stone unturned for the effort of hidayat. Every excuse possible, one by one, through their sacrifice, they broke those excuses. My wife is alone. My business, I have business commitments. There is no one to see to the family. This occasion is about to take place. That function is going to take place. Each and every of the trivial excuses that today is being put forth, through their qurbani, through their sacrifice, each of those excuses were broken. They strove through the four corners of the world. Their bodies are scattered till today. A living testimony, a living testimony, a shahid, a witness calling out to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understand your mansab, understand your wazifa. Uqba bin Nafi' radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Algeria, where, from Najd he was. Where is Najd? Where is Algeria? The same sahabi, when he reaches Asafi, a city in Morocco, he takes his horse into the water until the water reaches the neck of the horse. And he says, "Oh my Allah, this is as far as I can go. If I knew of your makhluk beyond this, I would have taken the da'wat of your deen to them also." And on the fact that he cannot go further, he utters a sigh of regret. Ya Asafa! Ya Asafa! That city gets named on the sigh of regret of the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam over the fact that he cannot go further. Abu, he is buried in Algeria. Abu Lubaba Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the Baba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Tunis. Abu Zum'at al-Balawi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Tunis. Ruwaitha Ansari in Libya. Abdurrahman bin Ma'bad, Abdurrahman bin Abbas, Ma'bad bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma in Northern Africa. Khalid bin Walid in Hims. Abu Darda in Damascus. Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Damascus. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah in Jordan. Nu'man ibn Muqarrin al-Muzani in Nihawand. That sahabi concerning whom, when the news of his shahadat reached Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the news of the conquest of Nihawand, the happiness of the conquest of Nihawand, has been overshadowed by the grief of the news of the death of Nu'man radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. No stone was left unturned. No obstacle was allowed to come in front of them. Mu'az bin Jabal, Abdurrahman bin Mu'az, father and son in the mountains of Jordan. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah in Jordan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Zayd bin Haritha, the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Muta. It is said that it is written on the cloth of his kafan, the hadith, that when the news of the shahadat of Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed, he addresses sahaba and he says, "Zayd bin Haritha has become shaheed." And then he starts crying. Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, "Ma hadha al-buka ya Rasulullah." "O Nabi of Allah, why are you crying? What was the meaning of this question?" They understood each one's goal was this. Each one lived for this. That when can my life be given in the path of Allah? So Zayd has been accepted. Allah has accepted him. That is why he asked, "Ma hadha al-buka?" "Why are you crying?" Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, "Hadha shawqul habib ila al-habib." This is the pain of separation of one beloved from another beloved. My Zayd has become shaheed. Jafar bin Abi Talib in Muta, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 33 years of age, on the fields of Muta, hordes of the enemy in front of him. Shaitan comes in a human form. فَجَعَلَ يُمَنِّيهِ بِالدُّنْيَا. And Shaitan starts giving him the lalach and the attraction of dunya. "Oh Jafar, what about your family? Oh Jafar, what about your children? Oh Jafar, what about your wife? What about Medina? What about your property?" Jafar looks at him and he says, "Ya habbadha al-jannati wa qtirabuha, tayyibatun wa baridatun sharabuha, wal-rumu rumu qad dana azabuha, alayya idh laqaytuha dhirabuha." invitation of dunya is being given. He says, "Oh Jannat, how beautiful you are. How sweet your waters are. How lush your vegetation is." And he throws himself into the enemy. Sahaba say they counted more than 90 wounds on front of the body of Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu. No obstacle was allowed to come in front. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to the home of Ja'far. As he enters, Asma bint Umays, the wife of Ja'far, runs to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What news has Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought? She comes with great anticipation. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at her with tears in his eyes. He says, "Oh Asma, I have not brought any good news for you. Ja'far has become shaheed." When she hears this, she screams and falls down unconscious. The three young sons of Ja'far run to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jahishat ilan nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They grab hold of the clothing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All three start crying, clinging to him. Tears are falling down his cheeks as he cuddles the young sons of Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 33 years of age, their homes were broken. Our children were not more precious than their children. Our wives, Allah's qasam, are not more precious than their wives. The blood of Sahaba and the blood of the Ummah of the past and the Qurbani and sacrifice watered the gardens of Hidayat. No obstacle was allowed to come in front. Each one understood his purpose. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ja'far is made shaheed. He is made the Amir. Sahaba 3,000. Enemies 200,000. Such obstacles. There was no question of logic. There was no question of holding back. Little but hesitation comes into his heart. He rebukes himself. Aqsamtu ya nafs, latanzilannah, aw latutali'annah, in ajlaban nasa wa shaddur rannah, mali araki takrahin al jannah, hal anti illa nutfatun fi shannah. He says, "Oh nafs, I give you the wasta, the medium of Allah's qasam, you will have to die. You will have to fall. Whether you like it or not, you will have to fall. Can't you see how the enemies of Islam, how the enemies of Allah have gathered to destroy the deen of Allah? Why are you holding back? Are you not but a drop of sperm? What has happened to you? Mali araki takrahin al jannah. Do you dislike Jannat? Do you dislike Jannat?" Saying this, he throws himself till he also becomes shaheed. One by one, if the sands of time could bear witness, no excuse remains for this ummah. Such was the cry, such was the jazba, the zeal for hidayat in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was transmitted to Sahaba. So that Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala who says, finally the day came for him to enter Medina Munawwara. His heart full of trepidation, concern, what will be the reaction? He enters Medina. He says the doors of the homes of Medina were flung open from every direction. Men, women and children of Medina came running towards him, their faces beaming with joy. Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Welcome, O Khalid. Welcome, O Khalid. Welcome, O Khalid. It was as if the widows of Medina were saying to him, "O Khalid, because of you my husband was murdered. Because of you my home was broken. Because of you I lost my partner. This I am prepared to tolerate. But that you should go to Jahannam, I am not prepared to tolerate." It was as if the yatim, children of Medina, were saying to him, "O Khalid, I lost the shadow of my father because of you. This I can tolerate, but that you should go to Jahannam, I am not prepared to tolerate." The fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the cry and the pain that was there in the heart of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba had this in front of them, where Allah Ta'ala sends down verse upon verse in the Quran, "O my Nabi, lessen your fikr, or else you are going to destroy yourself." لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَادَ الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفَىٰ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ Allah yakunu mu'mineen, ma anta alayhim bi jabbar, lasta alayhim bi wakil, lasta alayhim bi musaytir, wa man kafara, fala yahzunka kufru, wa laqad na'lamu annaka yadhiqu sadruka bima yakulun, fala tadhhab nafsuka alayhim hasarat. Verse upon verse, lessen your fikr. You're going to destroy yourself. When a person died on kufr, it was as if he could see him going into Jahannam. فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ. Which language can possibly translate and express the extent of hasrat, the extent of grief and pain and fikr that is described in this verse of the Quran, where Allah says, "O my beloved Nabi, with hasrat and with regret and regret and regret, do not destroy yourself. It is not your fault. No mother cried for her child. No father cried for his child. Like how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried for this ummah. Which parent is there that tied two stones to their stomach for their child? Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam tied two stones to his mubarak stomach for this ummah. Everything was given for this ummah. Ummat must get hidayat. The ummat must get hidayat. Arafat, 5 hours, get hidayat. The ummat must get hidayat. Arafat, 5 hours. 5 hours. Sometimes with his hand raised above his head. Sometimes head height. Sometimes shoulder height. Crying to Allah. And crying to Allah. And crying to Allah. His cries were not for the Sahaba of that time. They were already guaranteed Jannat. His cry was for the Ummah to come. This horde of insaniyat, billions of humanity like ants that are going towards Jahannam. Irtidad, people becoming murtad, not in tens and twenties, in millions. In millions the Ummah is becoming murtad. Every command of Allah is being broken. The janaza of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are coming out of the homes. Whose cry is this? Whose pain is this? Whose concern is this? There is no new Nabi to come. No farishta of Allah is going to come down. My respected brothers, this ummah was selected. This ummah was chosen. And sent to make the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Hajjatul Wada, he exhorts his ummah, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ. Those who are present today, carry this message to those who are absent. His cry, his pain is transmitted to each and every ummati who was made responsible for hidayat till qiyamah. And then he says, "O my ummah, in carrying out my effort and in carrying out this responsibility, do not conduct yourself in such a manner, فَلَا تُسَوِّدُوا وَجْهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that you become a source of embarrassment to me on the Day of Judgment. That day is going to come, my respected brothers. One sahabi will be coming with his hand cut off, one with his foot cut off, one with his nose cut off, one with his ears cut off. The pious of the fast will be coming in front of Allah with the extent of their sacrifices which they gave for the deen of Allah. On that day, what have we prepared? That day is coming. The sands of time are ticking. The clock is ticking. How are we going to face Allah
How are we going to face Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? When he will ask us, when my deen was being destroyed, when the ummah for which I finished myself was going towards Jahannam, what did you do? What reply have we prepared for that day? We are so weak. We are so useless. There isn't even one sajda that we have made that is worthy of presenting on that day. But at least, let us imitate them. Let us imitate. We are so useless that even what is good when we will do it will destroy it. But let us make nakal. Let us imitate. So that on the day of judgment, we have something to present. That, oh my beloved Nabi, I couldn't do anything, but at least I imitated your Sahaba. I at least tried to copy them. Allah is Kareem. Allah is generous. Allah is such that even the imitation, if Allah accepts, Allah will give us the reward of the original. On the day of judgment, it is said, there will be one person. When his good deeds are weighed with his evil deeds, he will be short of one good deed. He will be short of one neki, one good deed. To tip the scale, it will be said to him that go and find one good deed. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِيهِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِيهِ. Such will be the fear of that day, that the mujrim will say to Allah, the sinner will say to Allah, that, O Allah, take my wife, take my children, take my property, take the whole of mankind, take all the wealth of the world, take all this and throw it into Jahannam, but save me from Jahannam. Such will be the state of fear. He will go from person to person. Each one will say, Nafsi, 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 Nafsi. I am worried about myself. I am worried about myself. Finally, he will come to one person. This person will say, I am prepared to give you one neki. He will say, how come? Everyone else said no. How are you prepared? This person will say, my whole life was spent in Allah's disobedience. I only did one good deed. It is not going to be of any good to me. You take it, at least your work will get done. He will run back to Allah with the one good deed and he will say, Ya Allah, I have found someone who is prepared to give it to me. Allah will say, Allah knows everything. Allah will say, who is that person? Call him here. That person will be brought in front of Allah. And Allah will say to him, why are you prepared to give him? This person will say, Ya Allah, I am going to Jahannam. My fate is sealed. This is only one neki I have. A whole life of disobedience. Ya Allah, I decided, let me give it to him. At least he will be safe from Jahannam. Allah will say to this person, are you trying to be more generous than me? Are you trying to be more generous than me? Are you trying to imitate my generosity? No one is more generous than me. He goes to Jannat, you also go to Jannat. So Kareem, that if even the imitation is accepted, Allah will give us the reward of the original. That day is going to come. What have we prepared, my respected brothers, to present in front of Allah? How are we going to face Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Let us now, while we have the chance, like Anas bin Nadhr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that, Ya Allah, I was deprived of Badr. If you will give me another chance, if you will give me another opportunity, Ya Allah, I will show you how I will finish myself for your deen. Uhud comes, Anas bin Nadhr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sahaba running away from the battlefield, he says to Sa'd radiyallahu anhu, Wahan li rihil jannah, wahan li rihil jannah. O Sa'd, how beautiful is the smell of Jannat,
How beautiful is the fragrance of Jannat. Wallahi, inni la ajidu rihaha min duni Uhud. Allah's qasam, I can smell Jannat coming from Uhud. And he throws himself into the battlefield. Sahaba say, they counted 80 wounds on the front of his body. No one could recognize him. Only his sister recognized him. That too from his fingertips. Minal mu'minina rijal. Minal mu'minina rijalun sadaqu ma'ahadullaha alayhi. Faminhum man qada nahma. Waminhum man yantadhir. Wama baddalu tabdeela. Quran speaks of only two groups among Sahaba. There was no third group. Only two groups. Min al-mu'minin rijal, from amongst the believers, amen. Sadaqu ma ahadullah alayhi, they fulfill the covenant with Allah. Some have given their lives in the path of Allah. One group, the other group is waiting to give their lives in the path of Allah. No third group. They understood their mansab, they understood their wazifa, the hidayat of insaniyat. Was in front of them, my respected brothers, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam's cry, his pain was in front of them. One riwayat it comes, that in the dead of night he gets up, and he starts crying to Allah. The tears are falling down his cheeks. Till his Mubarak beard is filled with tears, and then the tears drip from the beard. He says to Allah, Ya Allah, Ibrahim Khalilullah. Ibrahim Khalilullah made dua to Allah. Innahunna adlalna kathiran minan nas. Faman tabi'ani fa innahu minni. Waman asani fa innaka ghafurur rahim. About his ummah, that those who will follow me, they are with me. Those who have disobeyed me, it is in your hands. You are ghafurur rahim. If you want, you will forgive them. If you want, you will take them to task. Isa, Ruhullah made dua to Allah. In tu'azibhum fa innahum ibaduk. Wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim. O Allah, if you give them azab, they are your slaves. If you forgive them, you are mighty and wise. O Allah, I am not saying to you what Ibrahim said. I am not saying to you what Isa Ruhullah said. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. What does it mean? O Allah, forgive my ummat. Ya Allah, forgive my ummat. Ya Allah, if you don't want to forgive them, still forgive them. Ya Allah, if you don't want to forgive them, still forgive them. And he cried and cried and cried till Jibreel was sent to him. And Jibreel asked him, Allah has sent me, what is worrying you? What is troubling you like this? He says to Jibreel, O Jibreel, the concern for my ummah, the concern for my ummah is making me cry like this. Jibreel goes back, Allah sends a message with Jibreel, Sanurdika fi ummatik, Sanurdika fi ummatik. O my beloved Nabi, we will please you with regards to your ummah. We will please you with regards to your ummah. Then his crying gets less. It is said, the last stages of his life, he did not forget his ummah right till the last breath. Everything was given for the effort of hidayat. Tabarani mentions the riwayat. Then on his deathbed, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, concerned, worried about his ummah. The choice is given. Do you want to go back to Allah or do you want to remain in this world? Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Jibreel, then ask my Allah, what about my ummah? What about my ummah? Jibreel goes back to Allah and the message is sent. Abshir, Allah sends glad tidings to you. La akhdhuluka fi ummatik. And Allah gives you the assurance that Allah will not desert you with regards to your ummah. Allah will not desert you with regards to your ummah. When he hears this, then he is satisfied. Al-an qarrat ayni. Al-an qarrat ayni. Now my eyes have been cooled. Now my eyes have been cool. Allahumma anta rafiq al-ala. Allahumma anta rafiq al-ala. Now may Allah call me to you. Now may Allah call me to you. Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala says, it was the last
night of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She says, I sensed that this was the last night of the life of my beloved. The desire came in my heart that at least on this one occasion, the lantern should be lit in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She says there was no oil. Everything had been given. There was no oil to light the lantern. She says, I sent to the neighbor and borrowed oil and lit the lantern. She explains to her student that this was the last night of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this was the first night that the lantern was lit in his home. The student says to her, O Ummul Mumineen, how is it that the lantern was never lit in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? She said, there was never any surplus oil. Whatever oil there was, we used it for food. Everything was given. To the last breath, to the last breath. As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. The cry for the ummah. The cry for the ummah. Oh my ummah, guard your salah. Look after the right of the subordinates. Guard your salah. Look after the right of the subordinates. As-salah, as-salah, as-salah. Like this until the ruh left the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That example Sahaba had in front of them. And they went to the four corners of the world. They understood, we have been sent for hidayat. Centuries have passed, centuries, my respected brothers. And our elders are saying that we have forgotten, and not only forgot that we forgot. Nasiyam mansiya. To make its night, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to make its cry, the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His Mubarak blood was spilled, his Tut Mubarak was made shaheed, he was injured, sacrifice upon sacrifice he gave. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say that if all our lives are given and all our families are given, we cannot pay back one drop of blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that was spilt in Taif. That work, that sacrifice, which cannot pay back even one drop of his Mubarak blood, for that same effort, what is the value and what is the weight of one chilla and three chillas? Which business runs on one chilla and three chillas? Which shop runs on one chilla and three chillas? That we are saying, I am doing the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah forgive us. Wherever we are, my respected brothers, the object is not bayan. In whichever corner we are, from whichever direction the sound is reaching us, look into the depths of our heart, our gunas and our sins, and our turning our back on the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can see the signs of Allah's anger around us. We are not doctors, we are not lawyers, we are not engineers. We have been sent to become the representatives of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam on this earth. From the depths of the heart, make tawbah, cry tears of repentance over our past. Ya Allah, your deen is dying and I haven't finished myself. Ya Allah, in my own home, your deen was destroyed. Ya Allah, forgive me. Make tawbah from the depths of the heart and make this jazba, make this determination. Each one, the affair is between him and Allah. The sands of time are ticking. Make this decision. Ya Allah, like Sahaba said, like Anas bin Nadr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, give me the opportunity and I will show you how I will finish myself for the effort of hidayat. Make this determination. We will go to the four corners of the world so that Allah's deen must come alive. The name of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be raised on this earth. the lantern of my life will be extinguished, but the lantern of Islam will be burned and will rise up in this world. We will go to the four corners of the world and finish ourselves calling towards Allah, inviting towards Allah, declaring the love of Allah, my wealth for Allah, my life for Allah, my time for Allah, I belong to Allah, Akhirat is the goal, Jannat is the goal, until my life is given in the path of Allah, until the sands of that qabr become my chadar, so that tomorrow on the day of judgment, with dignity and with honor, we can rise up as the workers of the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as those who are not deceived by the embellishments and the stuff of this dunya. Wake up to our mansab, wake up to our wazifa. We have been sent for the work of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. For this, my respected brothers, stand up and give our names. 4 months to go in the path of Allah. My respected brothers, stand up, make this decision. The mamla is between us and Allah. Don't look left, don't look right. Acceptance is the only condition. Allah must accept us. Make tawbah over the past. Determination. Allah accept us. Allah use us. We want to become the seeds of hidayat.